This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right. 235, Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. Sweet Spot and our final official segment out here at Cowboys Training Camp 2026 is the Hardline. That would be Dave Lane, Bob Sturm, and the newest member of the Century Club for e-brakes, Corby Davidson.
What's up?
Have joined us here.
America.
Congratulations, Corby.
Thank you.
That was a well-deserved win this morning. You barely beat the QVC lady, but I'm glad you got the votes.
Look, it's been a really difficult road to 100.
Sure.
Because I thought I had it. Like, during the Musers sabbatical, there were a couple of candidates for me that I was like, this has got to be it, right?
But yeah.
You just let the game come to you, and you keep fighting, and eventually good things.
So now you got to the top of the mountain. Are you about to retire? Are you announcing your retirement?
We'll save that.
Okay.
We'll save it.
We had to keep re-icing the champagne the past 2 months. I'm glad we finally got to crack it open.
Tonight, we party.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
And without further ado, Monty will take you through what's remaining that you didn't hear at 7:55 with the NIT.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Sean. And Corby, maybe get a double turkey.
Ooh, wow.
We shall see. But we have seven candidates today. Starting with candidate number one, I don't believe he has ever been nominated before. It is one Carter Lacey, who is a board op. He was doing the top 10 this week.
Okay.
And you will not hear him in this clip, but the Hardline, who was doing a lot of moving and shaking this week, had to record their outro for one of their shows. He just straight up deleted it.
Uh-oh.
And DJ had to vamp. Now, DJ, I think, does an okay job, but he does have to figure out what to do on the fly.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Well, that'll do it for today's program. Appreciate Coach Brian Schottenheimer joining the show, as well as Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I'm Corby Davidson, signing off. Who's going to be on with the Musers tomorrow at 8:15? I am going to be there, me, Corby Davidson, of The Ticket. And Carter Lacey has got the top 10 coming up. And again, I'm Corby Davidson, wishing you a good day.
Toodaloo, mother effer! And again.
Thank you, Corby as DJ, for doing a live one there.
He even teased your user appearance the next
day. That's me.
That's great.
Corby Davidson.
Well, thank you, Carter.
Yeah.
You gave us that. That's awesome.
I don't
awesome.
Know how you just delete an entire file and can't get it back. But
what that is weird. I wonder if he was like, in a panic.
Like the one
so
button.
Sorry, Mr. DJ.
Oh, the one button you don't
I've
push.
Never
delete.
Seen anyone.
Like, what happens?
Are you
never
sure
seen
it
anyone
happens?
Sweat as yes. much. He's a sweaty fella. Yeah. That is for sure. All right, Carter Lacey, candidate number one. Candidate number two here is one George Dunham, who creeps out his fellow musers when talking about the Brady Bunch.
Maureen McCormick is 70.
All right, Marsha.
Marsha.
She's now in her 70s.
Wow.
Did you have a crush on her?
No, mine was Jan.
Really?
Yeah.
I like teenage Jan.
You don't.
I was not even a teenager
like,
yet. She was older than me. I was like 9 years
specify,
old.
To specify,
I was like 9 years old.
The only time when you liked Jan was when she was in that.
Now I was talking.
She was awkward
about,
early.
I was talking about Eve Plum, the actress, once she became an
yes,
adult.
Once she had done some Hallmark
but
theater stuff.
You like huh. teenage?
Well, if you had a crush on her when she was on the show, she was a kid.
I didn't. I didn't say I did.
You've said that a million times on this show.
No, he loves Cindy. He liked the
young even one. Worse. Yeah, she was like 6.
Dug himself a little hole there.
Then she got too old.
Yeah, just adding the word teenage Ow. Was odd. Just say I like Jan.
Not. And I don't know who made the point, but Eve Plum did get much hotter into her adulthood when she was a veteran actress.
Yeah.
Teenage.
I understand it is awkward to hear George say that, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we all had a crush on Winnie Cooper.
Oh yeah,
and Topanga, because you know what? Mm-hmm. They were our age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did determine yesterday that when it's a cartoon like Dora, your age is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, Bob has no age.
Especially with the Latina.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
George Lopez.
Could be whatever you want.
All right, George Dunham, candidate number two. Up next here, it is a double turkey of Craig Rosengarten. Now, when you're on a remote, you probably want to encourage people to come on out and participate in whatever you're doing. In their case, play golf or watch them play golf. You don't want to call them losers like Craig Rosengarten does.
We are out at the greatness of Texas Rangers Golf Club. We're going to be teeing it off at 10:20. If you want to come and spectate, you can. You're out of your mind. But we'll have open bikes, so you can listen to us talk if you want.
Sure, of course.
But you really probably have to. If you don't have something better to do on your Saturday, then get a life.
Okay.
This segment's proudly sponsored by the PGA Tour Superstore.
You can come out here if you want to, but you might be a loser.
Get a life. If you have enough time to come out.
What the hell?
Gosh.
It's three doors down.
Yeah.
Super.
The people Sales out the golf
about
course.
That. Oh, yeah.
Or just if you want to come have a good time, you can come out here, too. Not if you're a loser.
Hope you get a job someday.
This really speaks to me. I'm going to go see them.
Up next here, also Craig Rosengarten. Now, EA is involved here, but it's a Craig e-brake. He has a hard time saying a word and bails on it pretty quickly.
If you say so.
I'm reverse greatness.
You're greatness.
No, you're
just
greatness.
Just in your own way.
Yeah.
By the way, your own special way.
According to the station you are.
That other voice is Kern.
Good morning.
How are you, Kern? He's doing engineer well. This morning. And we have EA Sports.
Morning.
Becoming a regular with us.
Yeah. The great EA.
Don't hate that.
We had a nice conversation about his childhood hero, Tony Romo, as we were preparing.
Was that your childhood?
Jeez.
Was that your childhood? God bless it.
Yes, I don't know about my but yes, he was my the first person I watched when I first started watching football.
By the way, EA, you're the board op. You shouldn't be 30 times louder than the people.
Yeah,
the
levels
show,
there.
But
so childhood really got him.
Childhood
And then he just goes, It's like his last breaths, and then he finally croaks like in a cartoon.
I like the opening greeting from EA because I kind of picture him like a walrus sunning himself on a rock, and they're floating by, and he's like, "Good morning,
morning."
Is that how you wouldn't be woken up every day, Davey? Right.
Morning.
EA on your window stoop, just, "Hey, Davey."
Morning.
We need Tyler to play that when the Musers are launching their show at 6 every day.
He takes his little top hat off.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
All right, Craig Rosengarten, candidate 3 and candidate number 4. Candidate number 5 here on the NIT break. It's our all-time leader. It's Ham. It's on Sunday morning. He also didn't say a word the right way.
They don't have to even add in a threatening manner. If you point a rifle at somebody, that's a threat on its own.
I'm not threatening. I'm not threatening.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Just give me my chicken. Roman is charged with one count of first-degree wanton endangerment. Wanton?
Wanton.
Say that again?
Wanton endangerment.
It's spelled like that. First-degree wanton endangerment. Wanton endangerment. Which it's KFC, so I don't think they would have that.
You got wanton soup. You got wanton endangerment.
Every wanton's in endangerment when I'm near it.
Oh, my God.
What comes to the
wanton endangerment?
Oh, my God.
That just happened at Spencer McKenzie's like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Play that again.
Roman is charged with one count of first-degree Wanton endangerment. Wanton?
First degree.
Wanton.
That's a felony.
Wanton endangerment.
Ham?
You were just wrecking a buffet.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Whew.
Isn't that what Han and Luke hit out in when it was cold?
A tauntaun.
Yeah, that's right. They were down in a wonton.
Cut open a wonton. It's cold out here.
Roman is charged with one count of first degree wonton endangerment. Wanton?
The unsure second part. Wanton?
Wanton?
Wanton? All right, oh Ham, candidate number five here on the NIT break. Two more. Up next, it is Corby going for the double turkey. I like Joseph Hoyt personally, especially as a Ranch Report guy. I would never call him my butt boy.
I felt like I heard that when like a game show was taped or something, like film live in Santa Barbara. I don't know why I thought I'd heard that before.
You know what was probably you're thinking? The show Santa Barbara.
Yeah, like a Dallas show?
The soap opera.
Soap opera.
Maybe so, maybe so.
It's on every day. Santa Barbara.
That was a soap opera?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a nighttime show?
It may still be for all
of them. No, no.
I don't think so.
And I think all
the
Reagan
Ranch was in Santa Barbara,
Santa Monica.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do believe so. But all this was just a mystery, I think, to most people.
Yeah.
All right, let's come back in 3 minutes, and let's talk some ball with our boy, our buddy boy, Joseph Hoyt.
Butt boy.
Butt boy.
Ticket.
What a weird...
butt boy.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Let's get serious.
What a weird turn for
Ranch Reporter
reports.
Or butt boy.
Yeah.
Or butt boy.
Oh, butt boy.
Joseph Hoyt.
We have bad news, guys.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Santa Barbara, the soap opera, aired from July 1984 to January 1993.
Mm. You thought it's
been off for a little bit.
On the air.
Could be, I said. I didn't say with great certainty.
You were only off by 33 years.
But you know who was Super Bowl champions when Santa Barbara went off the air?
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm. Interesting.
What do you read into that?
A lot.
I think we're back.
Yeah.
They'll
and
be
the
in
fact that we were there last night.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty That's weird. Right. Pretty freaky.
Mm-hmm. All right, our last one here before we vote is Matt McLaren, Matty Beers, who we have Matty Mouse, we have all kinds of Matt animals. Now we have Matt Snake.
The one nut that I don't eat regularly that I enjoy quite a bit, and part of the reason is because these are not cheap, is macadamia nuts. I love macadamia nuts, but that might be the most expensive nut that is regularly available at the store that you don't have to...
What is Matty Snake?
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but you're slithering around.
I was
going
to say seek out, and apparently my brain malfunctioned. It just goes...
The water out of the refrigerator.
What the hell just happened? God, that was so bizarre.
Hey, but you're crawling around the floor. Like, get back in the chair, man.
Man, all right. So macadamia.
Okay.
Regularly available at the store that you don't have to...
Old Matt Snake.
God, that's wild.
It's like he immediately developed a stutter.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the sentence.
His brain was saying, I should just make a snake noise here. That's what my brain is saying.
Five times in a row. And then not even say the word correctly, just fail.
Oh,
Matt Snake.
So good.
We love you. All right, let's vote. Is it Carter Lacey deleting the outro? George Dunham loving little Brady's. Craig Rosen wanting you to get a life. Craig Rosengarten dying. Ham and the wonton endangerment. Corby's butt boy or Matty Snake. Let's start with Lando.
Wonton endangerment.
All right. Mr. Wonton himself, Ham. Okay. Screw it. We got enough people. Corby.
Wonton.
All right. Sean.
I really wonton to vote for Ham.
All right. Bob.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid one. With all due respect to Craig and Matt McLaren, I'll also go with Ham.
Dave.
Wonton all the way.
Mino, just for gigs.
Let's run up the score.
All right.
A sweep.
We had one Matty S one. A little pity.
Well, yeah, because Ham didn't want to vote
for himself. Yeah, I don't want to vote for myself.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll disregard that one. It is a clean sweep for Matt Birmingham. He has won 16 NIT breaks. Dave is the only one in contention with 13.